Later on, you're going to be giving us a briefing on STD and instant runoff and the difference between using both tonight and different weapons.
Next on the agenda is we're going to read off the name of the listener delegates and the staff delegates. As many of you, perhaps all of you know, there are basically two lengths of terms. The first term goes to December 2006. The other term goes to December of 2004, this year. So the election is just around the corner. I know you're all pleased to hear that. And I'm going to read off the names relatively quickly. After that, we're going to go to a public comment period. So listener delegates for the terms expiring December 2006, and if you could have them say your name, stand, or indicate yourself so that the listeners and the other board members who may or may not know you can see who you are, and standing is helpful because this podium is kind of in the way. Donna Warren. Let's hold the applause because everybody here deserves applause, but we'll never get out of here if we applaud everybody as much as they deserve. Don White. Dave Adelson. Jan Goodman. Sarah Amir. Ed Pearl. Sherna Glock. Marie Geary. Julie Chavez Rodriguez. Nothing yet. The staff delegates for the term expiring December 2006 are Alan Nitsky, Sonali Kalhatkar, Madeline Schwab. And the listener delegates for the terms expiring in December 2004 are Jerry Goodman, Israel Poyer, Grace Aaron, there you go, Jane Halloran, Harrison Bob, Matt O'Ordani, who's not here, Joe Gallegos, Jim Eugenio, Leslie Radford, who I believe is not here. And then the three staff delegates for the terms expiring December 2004, Margaret Prescott, Fernando Velasquez, and Maria Arruda. Can you go on? Now, at this juncture, like I said, we have a lot of work to do. So, at this juncture, because it is a properly convened local station board meeting, under the new bylaws, there is a requirement that there's a 30-minute public comment period. The proposal here is that we'll do a 15-minute public comment period prior to the nominations, 1 minute each, followed by the nominations to the Pacifica board. The nominations will be received from the board members in writing and acknowledged. And then we'll hear candidate statements from each of the nominees, 2 minutes each, depending on the number of nominees and the time for 3 minutes.
And if we could keep it to questions having to do first with the
I have a point of order
election.
Already.
Okay, just 1 second. And direct us so that they can then respond when they do their candidate statements and so forth.
It kind of should be germane to work at hand.
David, mentioned that we have copies of the agenda. A few copies can be shared by the audience. Anybody who wants them, come up and share it with someone else.
There are copies on each table, the corners of each table, so white can see the it says first and being elected KBSK local station board.
Harrison has a point of order.
Harrison, wow, has a point of order.
I'm happy to be doing this, but it seems to me that we all adopted the agenda. I think that the first order of business ought to be something about the agenda. I am concerned that we're not convening. We're convening the delegates to elect people to the national board, and that if we do so at the local station board, it seems to me that that could be overturned by the national board, and that's the reason I believe that the original original agenda that was proposed by Dan Coughlin and Leslie Kagan suggested that we have two meetings, one which would be a meeting of the delegates to elect people to the national board, and then the other election, the other meeting would be a meeting of the station board. So it seems to me that we can't convene without legal danger as a local station board to elect the delegates at this time.
We were on the phone this morning with Dan and Leslie going over the agenda, and also it was all submitted by at least two attorneys that I know of as to how to proceed. But
Leslie Kagan, the chair of the current chair of the Inter Pacific National Board, and Dan Coughlin, both confirmed that this approach is kosher, as it were. Frankly, if you look at item 6 of the agenda, which does provide for electing officers, I've been to a few Pacific meetings so far. I suspect we're not going to get to item 6. And frankly, that should take some time. And I would suggest to this body that when you get to that juncture, this body opt to have a separate meeting for that purpose. However, we wanted to make sure that everything was on the table as to what could be done. I think at this point, though, the legitimacy of this agenda is sound.
And it's going to be adopted without a vote?
I'd like to move that nominate the agenda be modified as follows. Nominations precede public comments so that the people can comment on if they have something to say about particular board members. And I'd also like to move the nominee statements be expanded to 5 minutes for people who have to serve on the board for a year and need to hear more. And then we add 5 minutes of questions from the board of the nominee.
If you guys can jam, what my
I would like to calculate how long that would take before we pass that motion, and I would like to make a substitute motion, or I was going to make a motion that we have the written ballot, that we vote on the written ballot at a time certain, and that time certain being 9 o'clock, because if we don't vote at 9 o'clock, we're not going to finish today. And that we time all of our presentations, questions, and everything else make either 9 or 9:10 at the latest the actual vote.
The board also needs to decide, since they didn't prior to this meeting, I think at a minimum what at least has been discussed with the other signalers, so it's going to at least be an effort to both nominate the national board members as well as a chair pro tem in order to set the next meeting, the formal next meeting of the LSB. So does your 9 o'clock time include that?
This is a request for a friendly amendment to allocate the time. I will second the motion with regard to the comments being directed, being taken after people are nominated. But it's a friendly amendment to make the timing of the presentations by the nominees so that we can finish the nomination of the E&B representatives at 9:10. And then have the election of the chair pro tem between 9:10 and 9:30.
If I may, I am assuming a substitute motion, but now you're characterizing it as a law firm amendment.
If I can take it to the friendly amendment, I'd like to suggest that we receive the nominees, calculate the time remaining before 9 o'clock, and divide it equally between statements of the candidates and questions from the board to the candidates. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
I will modify that motion.
The motion is that we receive nominations, that the number be assessed and distributed in time remaining to 9 o'clock be distributed equally amongst the half of the candidates and half to the listeners.
No, half to the candidates to make their statement, and then the other half of the time for each. So, for example, each person gets 5 minutes, 2.5 minutes to make a statement, 2.5 minutes to receive questions from other board members. That has no effect on the list of comments. The list of comments, I think it should happen after nominations.
So that, so you're proposing a whole array that the time after the candidates make a statement, have half the time speaking their statement and half their time the Q&A from the board, and then subsequent to that have a 15-minute
nomination, 15-minute listener comment, the candidates speak and are asked questions by the board, the remaining 15 minutes of public comment, then the vote.
If the vote was preceded the second 15 minutes of listener comments, I think the listener comments can be directed towards other things that they can be, and they can take place while the votes are being counted. I think that that will work better.
Yes.
Otherwise, we won't have any time for
that's right.
Anything.
And I just want to point out that we have to adjourn. We have to adjourn at 9:30 because our cleanup has to be between 9:30 and 10, and we have to be out by 10.
Lydia? Yes, I have no objection to the nominations and the questions, which I hope will include the audience as well, not merely the board, but I strongly suggest you're having a vote tonight, actually. We need to get acquainted with ourselves, we need to discuss matters, we need to evaluate our functions. I think there's no rush adjustment necessary to actually vote tonight, so I would oppose that part of the motion or any further motion to have us vote tonight. We need to know each other, know the issues, know our purpose,
okay.
And at a time later, whether it's tomorrow or this weekend, to come to a vote, allowing time for evaluation.
Okay, those who have been following this will know perhaps that the court ordered the election occur.
The court didn't order to be included, said we should meet to elect, and there's no reason why they have to be included.
All those in favor with the friendly amendment that Jan had, right? Is that what we left in? And Dave, you accepted it?
Need to repeat the whole thing.
Okay, Dave, you want to repeat the whole thing? Because you have me writing it out right now.
Motion is that we receive nominations. That having received the nominations, we have 15 minutes of listener comment on it. We calculate the time remaining between the end of listener comment and 9:15 p.m. You would divide that available time between the candidates equally. Half the time each candidate gets his first statement, half the time is to receive questions and respond to questions from the board. Then the remaining 15 minutes of public comment and
okay, is everyone clear? Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand.
Somebody has to help me help.
Oh, yes, where is my recording secretary, Dave? Are you the recording secretary?
Voting for the amended
agenda that was just described. Hands high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so let's get started. Yeah, nominations. Now, have you already previously distributed the nominations?
Yes, everyone has got the nominations just for staff and for listener. Be sure to recognize.
I have a point of order.
Okay.
we still have us adopted the agenda, and I would like to make a motion along the lines that Israel was proposing. We do not have to vote tonight. The court has given us until tomorrow.
Are you going to put this in the form of a motion? Do you
want to
make a new motion?
I make a motion that we do not vote tonight, but we'll postpone the vote until tomorrow.
Second?
Second.
You're seconding that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And, okay. Anybody want to comment? Jen?
I oppose the motion. I think that we can get through this portion of the agenda tonight. I, as well as a number of other people, have prior commitments for tomorrow night, and among them being the former member of the lab and the running for the city council, and many people who are in this room going to the fundraiser tomorrow.
Including me.
At my house.
Including I.
Okay.
So what about that?
Okay. Sherna, and then Israel.
I oppose the motion because this has been noticed. It's been announced. It has been on the ticket website. We all know that the order of this tonight is left to LSPD. We will not know each other any better in another 24 hours.
It doesn't have to be tomorrow.
Please allow everybody to just finish speaking so we can get through this. Israel and then
there's a couple sentences. There's nothing more important that we have to do. What happened the whole year, certainly initially, then the last financial board representative. To do this in a rush to judgment manner, I think it's pretty sad. It isn't our fault that things have been somewhat snuffled, and the procedures in terms of time have been noticed, that have been pointed. We do not have to do this. There's no compelling reason. This is an important issue. We should have time to discuss it, evaluate it, listen to other people's opinions. So therefore, I say again, I urge you not to vote. Have a vote tonight. I mean, the vote not that.
Dave Edelson and Sarah.
Dave Edelson and Sarah here. I think you should have a comment. Otherwise, we'll be done all that. I'm not sure. I'm going to try to I oppose the motion because if people are feeling unwilling or unable to vote based on what they've done the last time, we can have a motion to table it and continue from that. Doesn't need to be done now, and there may be other motions, and I have one in mind that might deal with some of the concerns about Russia and those plans.
Sarah,
I oppose the motion because we all knew what was going to happen tonight. We were all notified, so let's get done with the business and do the voting. We don't want to postpone it, and as somebody said, we are not going to get to know each other in 24 hours, and we have to get done with the voting.
Okay, Jim, and then we're
going to
call
the question. I have a point of
question.
That's why I raised my hand.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. On the previous question, which I think was a question of procedure.
Close the debate.
2/3.
Dave, are you coming back to the podium, please? Yeah, that's right. You're part of the program.
Okay,
so
okay. Let's vote.
Vote on whether or not to postpone. Yes, right. Okay, well, let's take a vote. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
What?
We take the question. It was Harrison to postpone. You want to restate your own?
I think we should be allowed to consider a bill who's been nominated before we vote. I'm proposing that we postpone our vote until tomorrow.
All those in favor? 1, 2, 3. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4.
All those opposed?
Opposed on postponing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed? All those abstaining? 1. Okay, so we will proceed. Does everyone now have a nomination slip that Dave would have handed you?
Do you have a nomination slip?
Did you distribute both?
Yes.
Okay. There should be one for the listener. What? Collection? He's not up here to collect them. Okay, so if everybody has their slips, if you could fill them out, and Casey will come around, and you can hand them to him, please. Raise your hand if you're
four.
I'm confused.
No, no.
What are you voting on?
No, right now we're just doing it. The national board, the listener representative, and the staff representative to the national board. These are the nominations. They're written nominations that are called for in the bylaws.
Where?
The nominations are.
Did you get them all from over here?
Just the thing.
But they're not completed. Okay, the nominations are open. And they're for both? These are for both.
Listener
and staff?
And staff. I initial those that are covered.
The nominations are still open. Casey, there's more.
Casey, we need to. How many do
we need? I don't think there's any limit. I don't know how many people accept nominations.
Well, okay. Each nomination has to be accepted. Look at the form.
Okay. Are people still writing on the But isn't there a rule that each person can only nominate one?
No,
When nominating from the floor, each delegate can nominate only one until all people have had an opportunity to nominate. Then another person can be nominated by that person.
One
in each category, one in each class?
Yeah, in each class. Okay, AC is sorting, so I think we can we have a nomination. Dave, did you intend for the nominations to be announced before we go to public comment?
Yes.
He's sorting. Okay.
Second.
Okay, well, Dave wanted to go home.
Who's the recording secretary?
Why don't we go home? David.
Dave, who's this about the recording secretary? Check this out. It said nominations shall be given in writing to the recording secretary.
I sure hope this board, when they convene soon, they come up with some procedures about how they're going to handle listener public comments and things like that, so you don't have to deal with that at the beginning or the middle of each meeting. There's nothing worse and more frustrating to listeners than to have to be subjected to how are you going to deal with listener comments each time around. Now, you know, I mean, according to Brown, a member of the public ought to be able to speak to this board before they make a decision on any motion or vote on any motion, and that's really how it ought to be. And because we come out of our way, and you're representing us, we come out of our way to come down here and make public comments, and it ought to be done. If you can be handled that way, if you organize it properly, you won't be dealing with all these procedures all along. So, for the most part, you know, people ought to be able to make those comments before a decision is made. Anyone ought to be able to table this if they really feel that they don't have enough time to make decisions tonight regarding the vote. And that ought to be something to be considered at some point in time. And having to rush us out at a certain time, I think, is inappropriate. You ought to be able to have provisions in place. How are you going to hold your meeting on the street if you have to allow every single member of the listener to be able to comment on every single motion that you make? Yes, I'd like to congratulate everyone as well. I have two questions. We'll ask you three questions. Our first question is to the chair. When you have a provision, a president setting goals, that serves as a policy. From what I understand, a policy vote requires 2/3. Now, there was a tentative vote with, I believe, 5 abstentions. That is not 2/3, that is 21. I mean, I'm not a mathematician on all that. And, it would require 14 votes. In the positive. My two questions is from prospective PND member. And I'd like each one to answer this. Are you going to be transparent in regards to representing the board and the listeners? Also, number two is, are you also going to respect the vote of the board when you make a decision locally that you carry out nationally?
My name is Don Winger. I echo the remarks of Dean Pasquale. We really should not have meetings. We don't have time to do all the business. No starting meeting at 7:30. We have to stop at 9:30. It's December the 3rd. It's starting meeting at 8 in the morning on Saturday. You go through where you go to a place where you can be online and work using it. Now, my question is this. There's a massive movement. I believe there's a massive movement throughout the Central National Office to centralize control of the power. And the bylaws, there's a lot of criticism by the opponents of Draft B. The Draft B strongly centralizes the power in the national board. It's a massive problem. My question is this. You were the clear candidate to be a director of the national board. Will you work to strengthen centralization or strengthen decentralization or leave it alone, and why?
I'm Michael Pimentel. I want to congratulate you all. And I want to remind you, first of all, you're inheriting organizations that widely expected to be filled with corruption and graft. Now, I think that with respect to the selection of the national board members, that you should consider that you need to find people who can do problem solving very well, and you need to I would suggest looking for at least one national board member who is familiar with what's going on in the organization currently. That's all I can do.
Okay, before we have the next comment, we could announce, I think, the names of the candidates.
Okay.
Okay, so Peter, do the card for you.
Okay, now, you might, after he reads the name, everybody on the board, take out your ballot, the two ballots, the three listed. commissioner seat ballot and the staff ballot. And put a little check mark.
Where do the ballots look like? Tell them what they're looking like.
They're in order.
Check
it. They're in order.
Okay. Yeah, list of all the names.
That's the list of all the names.
Put a circle around the name and the address.
No. Put a little check, not in the box where the votes are tallied, but on this side of the name, like on this side of the
name.
On your right side. And when the person accepts the nomination, okay? So is everyone clear? Put a little check mark by the right of the name when the person accepts the nomination. Because some people might be nominated but might decline. And several people are here.
Chair. Question. On the listener sponsor director, why are the staff listed on this ballot?
Why are they?
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
Oh, that was my hesitation today, probably. But we're going to be cutting out all kinds of people from that and correcting it. So the only people that we're going to have left on there are the people who are nominated and checked off for them. And I'm
so staff position, Margaret Prescott, and there is one staff position for National Board Director and three listener sponsor positions. There are two nominations here for staff. One is Margaret Prescott. The other is Sonali Kolhatkar. For the listener position, we have nominations for Jim Diogenio, Leslie Radford, Don White, Bill Gallegos, David Adelson, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, and Donna Warren. Do you want me to go over them again?
Yes.
David?
And oh, well, there is one nomination. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a situation. Yes. That would be
interesting.
Perhaps. I don't know. Yeah, you got that thing. Dave? Yeah. We need to know who declined. People are saying that I'm making people go like that.
Everybody that was nominated should have been announced, and then people should publicly decline.
Right.
That's number one. There's one other question is that Sonali was nominated, but she hasn't been seated on the board, and I'm going to keep the nomination open for as long as possible. Once we go to vote, she can't be voted in absentia. Other people like Leslie Radford, who wanted to run, we told them the same thing. Niall, who's in India. So this came up before. If they're not here, they can't. They're not even seated, much less able to run. But we'll hold the nominations open up until we can vote. I know that she has a speaking engagement. She called me. She said she's planning to be here by 8:15. So I fully did not expect it to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem for some other people.
She's not in there. You have to actually be present at an adjourned at a meeting at the same call.
I feel for this reason, I'm scared.
I second the appeal.
Well, that's the truth. If you will read the bylaws, that's exactly what it says in relation to the national board, that until they're seated, they can't take office. If they're not present, they can't be seated. That is all for the president. I mean, it's always what we have done on all of the boards.
Where are the bylaws?
You can look it up. I'm not going to say something to the bylaws.
Just a point of information.
And that, you know, issues like absentee ballot and so forth were sent to the LSB. I asked for people's input. I didn't get any. And these are issues that needed to be addressed ahead of time. I personally think that because of the complexity of people's lives, that's a good thing. But I know Leslie Radford wanted to run, but because she couldn't be seated, then she understood that she couldn't.
That's not true, Leslie. She Leslie believed that she could run.
That she could run even at the interview. That's not the conversation I had.
Okay. And in light of the fact that Sonali's not here, if that's the ruling of the lab chair, of the national board and lab chair,
I'm going to keep it. I'm not closing the nomination for it. I'm going to leave it open for
Maria Armelina would like to keep her head in the ring.
Yes, yes. If Sonali doesn't.
Unless and until Sonali shows up and steps.
But if Sonali is running, I'm not running. If she's running, then I might go. I might accept the nomination, but I'm not. Well, I'm going to keep the nominations open. I said I was going to keep the nominations open. We're just waiting for Sonali. She's 5 minutes away. She told me she'd be here running. Christine, we're nowhere near closing the nominations. Okay, we still have to come. Okay. Now, did you get all the important things? Did you have all the candidates?
No.
This is a point of information. The bylaws say that any current delegate may nominate any other current delegate as any president of a certain state radio station or the office of director provides the nominee to serve at least 1 year as a delegate that's waived through this election. That nomination should be given in writing to the recording secretary of the local state board. It doesn't say anything about them having to be present or speak.
No, I know. The portion about the national board having to be present and seated. And so the principle, because it was three principles. Exactly.
It's Article 5, Section 2.
Yeah, but it's not relevant right now because she's almost here. So please.
We also had. Why is it a big deal when Sonali's on her way, but it's not a big deal when Leslie's not here? Dave's going to argue that it's not really in the bylaws and it's not binding. Why is his motion mute now?
Excuse me, I said, what about the other people? It's not
mute. Right, that's what I'm saying, Dave.
She said she can be.
Until when, Lydia?
But she cannot be seated.
Until when you close the nomination? Right. So she's not going to be able to accept if she's not here.
Harrison is saying she already knew that it could be open. Her interpretation was different than what I understood she thought.
Use the mic.
And so Harrison, what is your take on what Leslie said? No, and she's not, because some people need to know whether to nominate her or not. The nominations are still open. If somebody wants to nominate Leslie,
she's
been
nominated.
She has to nominate. Okay,
so there's no problem.
I'm waiting for Dave. Dave, are you going to make a motion based on that bylaw?
The motion, the objection to the chair has already occurred. I was reading as a point of information, actually not a point of information, a point of clarification. I happen to agree with you, but the motion's been made.
Okay, continue. Just read it. There's no point of dissent. If she's been nominated, we will proceed as we would have with Sonali. But go ahead.
Yeah. Also, Jane Halloran and Jan Goodman have been nominated.
And you get that? Jane Halloran and Jan Goodman? Everybody get that?
Okay. Okay, I have, let's see if this is correct, okay? I have Dave Adelson, Jim DiEugenio, Bill Gallego, Jan Goodman, Jane Halloran, Leslie Radford, Julie Rodriguez, Donna Warren, and Don White. On staff, I have Sonali Kohopter and Margaret Prescott. Is that correct, Casey? That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
And we are moving.
No, not okay. Did everybody mark their ballots so that we are clear as to who's running? Okay. So now we can start public comment.
Hello.
Bill?
I just have a question. How do we know the best election won't come up? I mean, everyone else has to kind of accept or not accept the nomination, as you know.
Well,
that's part of the reason this contest isn't right enough to be there.
Well, I guess we could go call her on her phone. I'd be happy to do that. Well, somebody, Dave, please come up and deal with
it. Well, I'll have to do the telephone participation and probably know the
no participation. Okay, look, we were going to do it without having Sonali here to say that she would accept.
Can we just leave it?
We had a different opinion. We had a different opinion amongst the conveners as to whether or not we needed, as one might say, butts in the seat in order for them to stand. If they had given notice and acknowledgement of their willingness to stand for a nomination to the national board. And it's a matter of interpretation, but Dave, I would say that if, on one hand, you're saying that they don't need to be here to be elected, they shouldn't need to be here to accept the nomination either. So I was operating on the basis of people on good faith represented that the candidate had expressly indicated to them their willingness to stand for a seat, but that should be accepted for nomination because we should stand over function over form. And thus, that was my position. However, Lydia, to whom I defer on most things, disagree.
I disagree with what?
Never mind. The nomination stands. Everybody been clear on who the candidates are?
No. Is Leslie standing or not?
Yes.
She is.
Yeah. I would say that she is there any objection to Leslie standing as a candidate based on the representation of Harrison Wilde that she had accepted nomination. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Hearing none, I move that her name be included on the list of candidates. And the list of candidates now as constituted then would be.
I have a question.
Pardon?
I have a question about the candidates who are now here for being nominated. Are they then going to be able to vote?
Not being here, no.
You
probably will. That's a being here. But the Bible. The Bible is expressly prohibited as a man of the and you cannot participate by telephone or proxy.
No,
you
can't. No proxy.
This is a nomination process, however, that's different. And so give people the opportunity at the first meeting. Stand for election. And your mother, they can't hide either.
Okay.
Okay, at this juncture, then, the candidates haven't been named. Let's resume the public comment period. 1 minute per person.
I'm ordered.
You have the 15th.
I'm ordered.
Somewhere. 15 minutes public comment first, then time for the candidate, divided by the whole time, split between statements and questions. After that, there will be a vote. The last three actually were within or under a minute. Time is having a so the suggestion of the listener's response should speak to the qualifications of the candidate. But in any event, Mr. Venturi has the right.
Ms. Radford, so can you please get an absentee ballot and confirm with others about whether she would run, had every intention of running, but was, as I understand, kind of dissuaded from it at the last minute by whether you said she couldn't run unless she was seated. But I would confirm what Harrison said. I think that I also heard secondhand, and he's supposed to confirm this, that in fact, Nyla Bordoni submitted a ballot. And I think that you have to look at the question of absentee ballots. There's not been a determination on that. And I think that given that people try to completely get approached to get those kind of ballots available to them, that it's unfair and unjust that they should have been denied that right. And as far as I can tell from my look at the bylaws, there's nothing that prohibits absentee ballots from this kind of meeting. I think that the comments of the chair are also prejudiced the matter.
I want you to know that I ran, and I got noted by voters. I did not vote for some people that I was running with. Also, I have a comment stat from Dean that the Brown Act includes forms that are done by email and phone and everything like that. If there's a group that's contacted by a quorum of people, it constitutes a meeting. So anything that's been done about the election and everything like that has been done without being in public is a violation of the Brown Act. The other thing is that I did vote for some of you because I did not trust some of you to follow rules. I saw on the air, I heard it on the air. I didn't confront the person personally, but she's not known, and she announced the name of the candidate on the air, and that candidate, and I don't trust that person to follow rules. I think she's too busy and overcommitted, which I consider a lot of you are. I want you to consider where your priorities are. Is KFK and Pacifica your main priority, or are you going to be doing other things and promoting other events and other things while you're supposedly representing KFK? And then if you need to follow rules, and I don't trust the person that's done that that's being discussed, she did not follow rules. And I don't think she's going to be able to do that.
Go ahead.
I'd like to congratulate everyone who speaks here. And I have comments. Number one, I've seen this tonight. That is a salute that you all recognize. So it shouldn't be here. Someone asked for the vote, and people go like that. Someone has gone back. So what I'd like to suggest to you is that you name the delegate, and then the person would say how he or she is voting, or an abstention. That way we'll know who is here and who is not. Now, the fact that persons are not here to accept the nomination would be obviated if you do what I'm suggesting. Mention the name of the candidate, ask him or her for their vote, or his vote, instead of saying, raise your hand.
Thank you. Thank you.
This will happen. Thank you.
I please, if we could all respect the 1 minute that everyone else has to explain what we're talking to.
I also want to congratulate and thank everyone for serving. This historic time, I hope that things settle down as far as parliamentary procedure goes and that things begin to run smoothly. I'd like to hear from the candidates who are running for the Pacifica Board what part they would like to see play in terms of expanding the range in this hollow land of Clear Channel and right-wing media. Bob Edwards, Cheerful, NPR kind of stuff. Getting more of our programming either syndicated on NPR stations around the country so that we're not just particularly converted in very little areas like this, Los Angeles, but we can get them on as many other channels and perhaps all of the start a magazine to do the rest of the stuff.
Can you please say your name?
It's also, you may say your name, you may not be required to do so, so you may not feel compelled to do so, but you're free to do so.
My name is Matt Colton.